Today we'll be Ezra Hashem be learning Daf Mem and Mesechtes Brachas. The Daf begins with various halachas of Suda, beginning with which interruptions are allowed between the bracha of Amoitzi and eating, such as offering a piece to others, or asking for salt or relish, or to prepare food for the animals. The Gemara goes on to tell us some good advice concerning what kind of foods to eat and when to eat them, such as the amount of water one should drink with his meal, and the benefits of lentils, mustard, small fish, and certain herbs. The Gemara then discusses the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, who holds that different types of vegetables require different brachas, explaining that he holds that the praise of Hashem in a bracha needs to be specific, and bases his opinion on the pasuk. The next Mishnah of our parak deals with the halachas of, if one makes the wrong bracha on an item, when is it okay and when not? Such as, bo'i pri adama on fruits, or ha'etz on vegetables, as well as shahakal on either. The Gemara discusses the reasons for these differences, as well as the machlekes whether one is yoytze with a shahakal on all foods, including bread and wine, or besides wine and bread, because of their chashivas. The Gemara then goes on to establish certain rules about the formula of brachas, such as whether they need to conform exactly with the ones Chazal set up, or can one compose his own nusach or words, and if he is required to include the mention of Hashem's name, and perhaps mention of His Majesty over the world as well. The Daf concludes with a new Mishnah which teaches us the foods upon which we make a shahakal, as well as which foods come first in terms of brachas, with the Gemara explaining in greater depth some of the shahakal foods, such as mushrooms, and also the exact definition of dates referred to as noivlois.